Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to review We Have a Cultural Difference, Can I Taste You? By Rebecca Ann Jordan. The story was first published in April 2016 by Strange Horizons. This is a story about an alien, a creature that is very different to you and I. Its perceptions and values are, well, completely alien. We follow the story of one particular alien who has been enrolled into essentially the equivalent of the 80s cartoon Galaxy High, so an intergalactic school on a space station, perhaps a university, that includes students from various species. The story is written from the perspective of the alien, who is essentially a gelatinous blob. It has no eyesight, no sense of hearing, but it perceives the world through vibrations, through echolocation, through smell, touch, taste. And because of the way it interacts with the world, this causes problems with her roommate. Now, what I really like about this story is that it is really successfully told from the point of view of something alien. The descriptions are vivid, and you're really put into the perspective of this creature. Now, along with the observations and kind of strangeness of this, there's a really good story, a really good kind of theme of acceptance of cultural difference, of getting past cultural differences when they're so stark, when something seems so other, so foreign. And I think there's a bit of social commentary in this in terms of the aliens' planet got pretty much wiped out because they caught a human virus. And I don't see this as being too far removed from the things that have been going on in the Middle East, in Syria, with migration across Europe, the strange flux of feelings that the press and governments have been having towards refugees fleeing war-torn countries. And I think once you start reading this story as an allegory, it becomes very powerful. So along with this, we also get this idea of alienation, isolation, and also of grief. The main character's roommate, her grandmother died, and we see through this alien how grief can manifest itself, but also how it can bring people together, it can bring hope. And by the end, it's actually quite tender, and we're left with this feeling that maybe things are going to be okay. Have you read it? What did you think? I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show. It's at Short SF Review. I'm on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. And you can follow me on Goodreads. I'm posting all of these episodes up onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. There you'll be able to see some of my own short fiction. A recent story I posted is called Eating, and it's basically a bit of a dark comedy about institutionalised cannibalism. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave a comment on iTunes. And if you just want to get in touch with me, send me any feedback or recommend some stories to me, my email is johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.